All right, so this is the second episode of the Danny Shares Stories podcast. This is the part where Danny shares a silly story. Sorry, I watched a lot of VeggieTales growing up. So it was like, you know, what was it? Larry? He's like, this is the part where Larry sings a silly song. All right, so first on the agenda for today. So I started going to the chiropractor a couple months ago, and I go to the joint chiropractor, and they're always like, sign up for our membership. If you do, you can go 4 times a month. It's super beneficial for you. So I drank the Kool-Aid, and I paid for the membership to go to the joint chiropractic. And they're great. It's awesome. You go in, you get adjusted. They make fun of you for not stretching and sitting down too much, which is awesome. I need that. But every time that I'm like getting ready to leave after I get adjusted, they're like, hey, you should come back next week on Thursday or, you know, Tuesday or whatever. They'll give me a couple options. I look, this is why some people think that I'm psychotic, because I do things to make myself laugh. And so whenever the chiropractor's like, hey, you should come next week, I'll look them right in the eye and say, I'll be there Thursday, knowing full well I won't. And I'll walk out of the chiropractic office going, gotcha. When it doesn't matter at all. I don't know why. That's, yeah. So that's a chiropractor. That's why some people think that I'm psychotic. But let's see, I was gonna share, oh yeah, pain. So obviously I went to the chiropractor because I had a lot of pain in like my middle back, but I've always had kind of like a low pain tolerance. I remember once I twisted my ankle playing volleyball, and it was bad. Like, I jumped super high, well, high for me, so barely over like a deck of cards. And when I came down, I put all my weight on my ankle and rolled it. And I was like, man, I feel really hot. I woke up to someone smacking me in the face. So I had passed out. And I was like, what happened? And they're like, dude, you passed out and you started having like seizures. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, we called the ambulance. So the ambulance shows up and they bring a stretcher in. Into the gymnasium, and they're like, yeah, they're like, dude, what's going on? And I said, I think I twisted my ankle. So they take me out on the stretcher, and they're like loading me up in the ambulance. And they're like, hey, just so you know, the ambulance ride, you know, it's going to cost like $495. So I was like, you know, I think my wife could drive me to the ER. I'll be fine. And of course, like, they wanted to do blood work, but it was cool they asked. So anyways, we get in the car and we go. But yeah, that's just one example of how low my pain tolerance is. I broke my pinky on my left hand. I think I was playing basketball or football, and it healed funny. Like, it healed crooked. Like, I can't fully extend my pinky. It only bends at like 45 degrees now. Oh, here's something I was thinking about the other day. Basketball, right? What if basketball games were scored like tennis games? You play like the best out of 5 games. So instead of having like 4 quarters in a basketball game, it was like a series of games. And that's what determined if you win. If you won like the best of 5. That's a terrible idea. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm just like, everyone would hate this.
I love that you just answered your own question. Saying it out loud.
Yeah. Something that I was thinking about the other day that really kind of bothers me is, I see this on Facebook a lot, and it's people like bragging about not drinking alcohol. like, hey, I'm 3 years sober, which is impressive, you know, especially if you ruined your life or like other people's lives while you were drinking. But for people to get on Facebook and be like, I'm 19 days sober. Okay. Congratulations. But it's just like, dude, just because you don't drink and you think that you're better than everyone else, that's boring. That's like terrible. But also, people that are like drinking and blacking out just for fun, hey, get a personality, you know? If you don't remember what you did, hey, don't ever do that again. That's way too much. Oh, man. We're kind of all over the place, but it's fine. Kind of going on a wild ride. So, this Tuesday, me and my wife, Ashley, we will have been dating for 9 years. So I want to share a fun story about Ashley. We worked at this camp called Dry Gulch. And I was running like a go-kart track there. And she had like a group of kids there because she was like one of the counselors or whatever. And her kids were there to ride the go-karts, but it ended up getting shut down because it was raining so bad. And there's water like all over the track. And so I got out there on the go-kart and I started driving around on the go-kart track. And it was super fun because you could like slide and drift all over the place. Like you just tap the brakes and you just do like a 180 slide drift around the track. It was so much fun. And she got out there too and she was driving the go-kart too. And yeah, it was super fun. I think that was like the first time we like interacted together. We're actually like, other than just, you know, third party. Oh, that's that person. That's that person. But, yeah, and I think like a year or two later, we started dating, started talking, but, I love her. We've been dating 9 years and, here's to another 9. Love you, Ashley. So moving on from that, I think that people that are addicted to drugs are like little babies. And drugs are like their pacifier. And they gotta have it. Like it's goo goo gaga. That's probably really insensitive to say. But it's not nearly as bad as DoorDash. People that use DoorDash. I think people that use DoorDash are actually worse than people that have a drug abuse problem. Because you're throwing away more income of yours towards freaking DoorDash than if you were to spend on like weed. I don't know how much weed costs or how much drugs cost, but it's got to be more than DoorDash. But yeah, my brother, he uses freaking, I won't say which one, but he uses DoorDash all the time. And it'll be to like a place that's literally like right around the corner. And it's like $6 to DoorDash, like a smoothie. And the smoothie will cost like $9. And then DoorDash, if he tips, which hopefully he does, is like another $6. So it's like, hey, you just spent $15. For someone to bring you a smoothie. Let's talk about airplanes, because I really like airplanes. One time I went on a missions trip with some kids from our youth group. And as soon as we get on the plane, there was this kid that had brought his laptop and he opens up his computer and he starts playing Pirates of the Caribbean. And I think he didn't realize that his headphones weren't plugged in. And so it started out and it was like, dun, 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 dun. And the freaking flight attendant comes over and she's like, "Sir, sir, I'm gonna need you to plug in your headphones." And is like yelling at him, "Sir, please plug in your headphones." I don't know why, but that made me laugh so hard. Yeah. Airplanes are cool. Never seen the movie Airplane, but I plan on it.